Hey guys, welcome to the E-Commerce Paradise High Ticket Dropshipping Podcast. I'm your host, Trevor Fenner, and today in the episode, I'm going to talk about, can you dropship cannabis? This is an interesting topic, and I thought I'd discuss it because a lot of people were wondering if this is potentially going to be a very, very, very hot e-commerce niche in the future, and is it a potential for dropshipping? Is there even potential for high ticket dropshipping here? Cannabis is definitely growing, and the trending indications are going up, and so a lot of people are searching for it. And also, there's some really cool things that are happening in legislation now that are making cannabis-derived products legal. So that being said, there's a lot of cool niche opportunities out there. And when you're talking cannabis, I'm not just talking about weed. I'm talking about like the products around cannabis. So hemp, for instance, which is, you know, the actual plant before cannabis is taken out of it, and then there are products that are used to grow cannabis, and there's products that are used to consume cannabis. All of these different types of things are actually legal. So if you think around the main product that's being used, the psychoactive ingredients and stuff like that, and even the products that come of it that don't have psychoactive ingredients like CBD, there's a lot of cool stuff that you can sell online these days, and either do it with high ticket dropshipping or affiliate marketing or a branded e-commerce business. So I'm going to talk about some of those ideas today, and you can take them and run with them if you'd like. If you are inclined into the e-commerce world for one reason or another, then you might be really, really interested in starting some sort of a brand. But just understand that the branded e-commerce business model takes more money and time to start up than it does to start up a drop shipping business or an affiliate marketing business. So if you're inclined to do that, then go for it. Highly recommend doing that because you can set yourself apart. You can build a real brand equity, have a much higher multiple when you go to sell your business. There's many reasons why having branded e-commerce store is much better in the long run for sustainability and for consistency in sales and for higher, you know, brand equity reasons than having a dropshipping store. But especially for beginners, if you don't have the experience and you don't have a ton of money to invest up front and you want to get your feet wet, dropshipping might be a better option for you. So I'm going to talk about some of those options as well and niche ideas in each of those. So to start off with, obviously cannabis itself, marijuana is illegal federally in the United States and many countries around the world. Obviously, it's illegal still, but many states in the United States are now, you know, making it recreationally legal to consume and to be sold. So, which is really cool because that means it's basically kind of opening up the doors to federal legalization in the future. And I think it's headed that direction. And a lot of other countries are now becoming, you know, more open to the idea as well. So it's not such an evil thing like it's been portrayed to be for such a long time. It's along the same lines as drinking alcohol or consuming coffee. So, which is great. And there's a lot of great medicinal benefits as well. And obviously for lifestyle, people smoking marijuana aren't so crazy as they are just more relaxed. So it's not such a bad thing. It's more of a good thing. It's kind of used for meditative purposes a lot of the time. So with that being said, the actual drug itself, marijuana, obviously can be quite expensive. So, someday when it is federally legal, it would be a really cool position to be in to already have a niche store selling something related to marijuana, right? Either the consumption of it or maybe a cannabis-derived product like CBD or even something used to grow the marijuana, right? Or consume it. So any of these niches can be gotten into right now in these different business models. And if you're already there by the time it becomes federally legal, which is going to happen eventually, then you will be in the perfect position to capitalize on that a huge opportunity because there's so much money that's spent on this stuff. It's just ridiculous. So consider starting now, even if it's just with like a content-based website, talking about, you know, the information and behind the products that are in the industry. Maybe just start with affiliate marketing and go from that direction forward. But I'll also talk about many different ways you can do dropshipping here as well. So with dropshipping, you generally are looking for products that, you can get suppliers that are based in the USA. So USA-based suppliers are great because shipping is fast and you have actually like a warranty you can go back on, and you can sell products then that are expensive and higher, have higher profit margins, just because you don't necessarily have to have your own warehouse. They'll actually manage the returns and all that for you and the fulfillment. So this method is called high ticket dropshipping. But specifically high ticket dropshipping, you have to look at a niche and you have to find the product categories in that niche that are expensive, and you have to try to find competitors that are already doing it so that you can try to find the suppliers. Otherwise, it can be quite difficult to find suppliers for these products. But if you go online and you type in a niche like LED grow lights, that kind of thing, there are some online websites selling these things, and they're Shopify stores, and they're drop shipping them. They have suppliers, and they're shipping them directly to the customers. And they're doing quite well. You know, I'm looking at a few of these stores online. I'm not going to mention the name of this episode just for, you know, hopefully, you know, helping them out, whatever. But I want you guys to be able to do your own research too. So just go to Google and type in something like LED grow lights and see if you can find niche websites with the keyword in it. So I'll leave you with that. But there's some products here like, let's see, LED grow kits that are $1,500, $1,900, $1,400, $1,000. So, you know, there's tons of very, very niche products. Obviously, the actual grow lights themselves, they have, I see these websites, they have, you know, 10, 15, 20 different brands on them, which is really great. There's LED lights, there's tents, grow tents, there's hydroponic systems. Let's see, there's presses and trimmers. So there's lots of cool, expensive products. You know, average price point is like $500 to $2,000 or $3,000 across this niche. So a store like this can be very, very, very profitable. And I can see they have tons of reviews on this one store I'm looking at. So definitely consider that if you're thinking high ticket dropshipping, a niche like that would be really cool to get into. Just know that it's electrical product. So there's going to be, you know, issues that are common with electronics, and anything that has light bulbs related to it, oftentimes light bulbs will arrive defective. So you might have to deal with some customer service and stuff like that. Obviously, anything that plugs in, you're going to get, you know, lots of pre-sales calls, after-sales support issues, stuff like that. So even though it's trendy niche, it might be kind of difficult to deal with. So just be prepared for that. But it'd be a good one to get into. So that's kind of a background on like the high ticket idea here, high ticket dropshipping. Now, if you wanted to get into more of the affiliate marketing side of things, you would just want to start, you know, some sort of a WordPress website blog and target the keywords for all these product categories, like best LED grow lights or best LED grow kits or best, you know, DIY growing kits or something like that for, you know, cannabis, grow tents, you know, any of these best keywords that have a product category after them. It's what people search online before they go and buy a product, just because they don't really know like which ones are the best ones, right? So that's one of the best ways to start, is to write those articles out. And then when you find products that actually have a lot of search volume for the long tail keyword, specifically related to that product model name, brand name, or SKU number, then you can write a review article of just that product. And that's kind of the commercial side of it. The informational side would be more like how to, you know, grow cannabis, how to do this, how to do that. So how-to keywords, resources, things like that. So like, you know, that's basically the essence of an affiliate site. And the cool thing about that is on all these different review articles and stuff, you can link to the products that you're recommending on Amazon. And if you don't know which products to recommend, just go to Amazon and search those categories and find their best sellers and then recommend those products. If they're best sellers, they're probably best sellers for a reason, right? They're really good. And you can also look at the reviews, obviously, and see what people have to say about them and only recommend products with good reviews. That'll probably help your close rate. And so the only issue with that is that, generally speaking, if you're recommending products over $200, the sales cycle is a little bit longer. It can take up to 3 to 5 days for someone to make a decision like that or longer. So try to focus on products under $200 when you're doing this model, because you only have a 24-hour window when someone clicks through to Amazon to make their purchase and actually get that commission. So you don't want somebody to click through and then have to take an extra week to make that decision. So you know, choose something that's cheap and recommend that. If you try to do expensive categories, you might get the commissions. It does happen sometimes, just not as often. And so, you know, and plus the cool thing is if someone buys something for $100 and they buy five other things while they're on the site, you get the commission for all that stuff as long as it happens within 24 hours. So it is really cool to do lower priced products when you're doing that business model. But for high ticket dropshipping specifically, you really got to focus on products over $500, even over $1,000 or $2,000 to be profitable, to actually have like a really good return on investment with your ad spend. And so now that I've gone over two different business model ideas, let's talk about the third one, which is the branded e-commerce stuff. I see a lot of big top name influencers on Instagram. One comes to mind named Dan Bilzerian. And another one comes to mind, I forget his name, the guy who works with Russell Brunson. Anyways, these guys have a CBD company, and CBD is a cannabis-derived product. And basically, it's not psychoactive, but it can help you when you're healing and stuff like that, trying to become healthier. And you know, if your body's messed up, it can help you relax more. So that's really cool. And CBD is actually legal and you can sell it online. So there's a lot of products, CBD products being sold on websites and shipped out totally legally. So consider that. And if you have some money to invest, you know, or you know somebody who's looking to invest money and start a business, consider getting into that because it's very, very popular right now. And, you know, the price point is a little bit lower. Obviously, it's like, you know, less than $100 on average. But with that said, your volume will be very high. And if you can create a brand, you can potentially sell it through platforms like Amazon, where they will actually manage the fulfillment for you. Or you can just do fulfillment yourself and sell through your own Shopify store. Or you can get it into retailers' stores. So having your own brand, you have a lot of different options, obviously. But it's really, really profitable, and the margins are quite high. Having your own brand comes with a new slew of responsibilities, like having insurance and dealing with the actual warranty yourself, and backing up having a guarantee, a product guarantee. So you become the supplier in essence, but that's okay because you'll be making more money, so you can pay for that. You will probably need to hire a team and definitely have a fulfillment warehouse in the States. And so you're going to have those added costs as well. But just keep that in mind. And that's a really good opportunity, you guys. So you can do e-commerce with cannabis. It's just you have to get kind of creative, think outside the box a little bit. Think about the product niche categories that are surrounding this industry that help people either create, consume, or just enjoy the actual product itself. And create a business where you're going to be nurturing not only the purchasing of the products that you're actually selling, but also nurturing the person, you know, and their experience throughout their customer life cycle with you. So they'll have a long life cycle. They might be interested in more than one different products, or you know, learning more things. And so if you create that experience out, in other words, have lots of different content on your website for different you know, needs that those people have, then they'll come back to you over and over and over again and build a big email list, build a big Facebook group, social media following, all that good stuff. A YouTube channel would be awesome in this niche. And, you know, obviously smoking it is totally legal in places. So go where it's legal and smoke like crazy and film it and talk about it, right? Because that's awesome. And obviously, if you're going to be an e-commerce company, you can be very responsible and, you know, teach people about the products being used and stuff like that. You know, you can go really far with this kind of stuff. So, you know, have a lot of fun with it and create a great following and create a big business out of it. It's something that, you know, a lot of people are super passionate about. And I think just the one thing that holds a lot of people back is they just don't know how to do it. They don't know the first thing that they need to do to get started. And so if you are interested in getting started with high ticket dropshipping in this niche, I can completely 100% guide you along the way. I have a masterclass that takes you from, you know, from just starting out, not knowing what to do, to actually taking the first step, second step, third step, fourth step, fifth step. I lay it out, and you can go through my course and check it out. It's at ecommerceparadise.com/masterclass. And I lay out lesson by lesson every single step you need to do. Some of the modules are up to 30 lessons long just because each step is laid out separately. So it's really easy to follow. So if you want to get started with selling cannabis related products online with high ticket dropshipping, go check out my masterclass, and I can share with you those niche sites that I've found that are selling that in my niche research spreadsheet within the masterclass, and you'll get access to that, which then you can, of course, build a demo site using my training, and then actually call the suppliers, get accounts, and set up all your marketing and start making sales. And I also offer a done-for-you turnkey business package. So if you are interested, go check that out. It's on the pricing page at the masterclass, and it's also at ecommerceparadise.com on my website. It's a really cool opportunity because it provides somebody who doesn't really know how to get started but has enough money to invest to build a business of their own, get it built for them, and then actually just get the training on how to run it after it's built from somebody who's already been doing this for 10 plus years and has built and sold over 4 high-ticket dropshipping businesses and actually actively owns and runs and manages one. So it's a good opportunity for investors. If you are interested in that, definitely check it out. Or you can contact me directly by email, trevor@ecommerceparadise.com, if you have any questions about that. And with that said, guys, definitely check out the cannabis industry. I think it's really got a lot of opportunity in it. And if you're looking for something new to get into, why not? And if you're looking for something to get started with, why not? I think honestly it'd be great for both. So get into it. And especially if you have some knowledge in the industry, how the products already work, I think that would give you a huge leg up and over the competition for somebody who wants to get into it and doesn't have any knowledge. So get in there, guys, have some fun with it, and make some money. And we'll see you in the next episode. Take care.